As Saudi Arabia prepares for the Shawwal moon sighting, 10 astronomical observatories across the kingdom are closely monitoring the crescent to determine the start of Eid al-Fitr. Experts predict that the crescent will be visible for only 7 to 8 minutes, making swift confirmation essential. At the Tumair Observatory, sunset is expected at 6:11 p.m., with the moon setting just 8 minutes later. Clear skies and a temperature of 32 degrees Celsius are forecast, offering favorable conditions to confirm the end of Ramadan and the beginning of Eid. Meanwhile, the International Astronomy Center announced a partial solar eclipse on March 29, covering up to 94% of the sun, visible in parts of the Western Arab world. This event occurred at 10:47 GMT, 2:47 p.m. local time. However, the International Astronomy Center has confirmed that sighting the Shawwal crescent on March 29 will be impossible across the Arab and Islamic world. As the moon will set before the sun, and the conjunction will occur after sunset, moon sighting on that evening will not be feasible. In an exclusive statement to Gulf News, Emirati astronomer and chairman of the Emirates Astronomy Society, Ibrahim Al-Jarwan, also a member of the Arab Union for Space and Astronomy, explained that precise calculations show the Shawwal crescent will not be visible after sunset on March 29, 2025, corresponding to 29 Ramadan 1446 AH. Based on these calculations, the Emirates Astronomy Society anticipates that Ramadan will complete 30 days, with Sunday March 30, marking the last day of fasting. Consequently, Eid al-Fitr is expected to fall on Monday March 31. In countries that require an actual moon sighting to confirm the start of Shawwal, Ramadan will likely last 30 days, with Eid al-Fitr on Monday March 31. However, in regions where the conjunction occurs before sunset, some countries may opt to declare Eid on Sunday March 30, based on traditional moon sighting practices.